What is up, everybody? I am your boy Dorian Jones, also known as D, and I just wanted to thank everyone for tuning into my brand new podcast, Hashtag Basically. With that said, let's get right to it. So what's up, you guys? Again, I want to thank you all so very much for tuning into episode one of my new podcast, Hashtag Basically. This is something that I have been slaving over now over the past 2 months, and to finally be here really means the world to me. In lieu of everything that's been going on this past year, I think we all just got to the point where we had to find something that, put a smile on our face, something that gave us some type of pure joy. And for me, that ended up being my podcast. At one point, I even studied podcasting, loved every minute of it, which makes it even cooler that I now have my very own and I'm chatting with you beautiful people. What inspired me to start my own podcast was pretty much everything that transpired within this past year. Whether that be politics, a pandemic, celebrity entanglements, you name it, this year pretty much had all of it. Naturally, I had an opinion about all these different things and just figured what better way to start sharing my opinion than by starting my own podcast. I get to be my funny, goofy self. I get to share my own point of view. And most importantly, I get to engage with all of you guys. And that's something that I really look forward to doing. And like I said, I'm just happy to be here. So with that said, I want to backpedal just a little bit and share with you my biggest inspiration for Hashtag Basically, which was literally all of 2020. This year in general was like no other, but I just thought I'd put together a list of events that I will personally never forget. When I think of the year 2020, like a lot of you, I could have sworn that at any moment the world was about to just end. Mostly because it seemed like month after month after month after month, there was something unexpected happening. Now, although this situation started in January, I'm skipping it to March because to me, that's when all hell broke loose. Yes, people, I'm talking about the respiratory virus, COVID-19. As cases of this deadly virus went up and spread all over, lives were sadly lost, jobs were lost, and millions of people ended up filing for unemployment. People were forced to quarantine in their homes, wear face masks everywhere, and although cases aren't as high as they were before, if I were you, y'all, I wouldn't expect things to change anytime soon. It's been said things won't get back to normal until 2022. Now, fast forwarding to July, this is where things got a bit more interesting. For example, if y'all recall, it was on July 10th when actress Jada Pinkett Smith was forced to adjust her relationship or let her tell it her quote-unquote entanglement with R&B singer August Alsina, despite her being married to the one and only Will Smith. Now, technically, this hot mess of a situation dates back to 2017, when August and Jada were supposedly not getting votes. But it wasn't until July of 2020 that Jada was forced to address the affair after August, in an interview with Angela Yee on June 30th, claiming the Smiths, whom he considered to be quote-unquote like family, had an open marriage, and that the iRobot actor allegedly gave the singer permission to hook up with Jada back in 2017. August said, quote, "I actually sat down with Will Smith and had a conversation. He gave me his blessing. He continued to tell Yee, and I totally gave myself to that relationship for years of my life. And I truly and really, really deeply loved and have a ton of love for her. I devoted myself to it. I gave my full self to it. So much so that I can die right now and be okay with knowing that I fully gave myself to somebody. And some people never get that in this lifetime." Basically, Jada, you had an affair. Now, during Jada's Facebook Watch series, Red Table Talk, Smith failed to call her relationship with August a relationship. But she did say, quote, "I got into an entanglement with August. I was in a lot of pain and I was very broken. In the process of that relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside of yourself." This is an introduction fit for a queen. You guessed it right, the one and only Beyoncé. It was on this day, on July 31st, when the queen herself dropped her highly anticipated film, Black is King, leaving us all in awe of the visuals, the costumes, the colors, Beyoncé's beauty, the footwork, Beyoncé's beauty, Riley's cameo, Beyoncé's beauty. I mean, I could just go on and on about Beyoncé in honesty. Though if you haven't already seen it, please go check out Black is King. Aside from bringing the story of the Lion King to life, as well as a coinciding with Beyoncé's studio album in support of the Lion King called The Gift, the movie was a visual masterpiece, as well as a love song to the Black diaspora that at the same time spoke to the beauty and richness of Black people. I know for me, aside from it being amazing, it gave me even more reason to love the greatest entertainer of all time, King B. Sadly, things in August went way left when on August 28th, Chadwick Boseman, the star of Marvel's Black Panther and countless other amazing films, like James Brown for me personally, passed away after a four-year private battle with colon cancer. Boseman had become widely known for portraying T'Challa, aka Black Panther, in the 2018 Marvel action film, Black Panther. For many African Americans, Black Panther was not only a superhero movie, but a chance for young Black boys and girls to see that they are, in fact, superheroes too. For me personally, Boseman's legacy will always live on. He was truly a king in every sense of the word, and will be terribly missed. Rest in peace, King. So, I think we can all agree that this year was, could have been a little bit better. But I think there's always hope. We have 3 more months to go, so I don't know about y'all, but I'm gonna make the best of it. So, I just want to thank y'all so very, very much for tuning into my first episode of Hashtag Basically. I gave y'all a little intro episode. We got more coming in the future, but I just wanted the time to thank CEO and founder of Spiritual Girl Inc., Chara. I love you. You can follow her at Spiritual Girl Inc. on Instagram and on Facebook. Janetta Weta, I love you. Thank you for all your constructive criticisms. Mommy, I love you. Auntie Asia, I love you. Friends and family, all you guys, I love y'all. Thank you for supporting me, liking, posting, resharing, and all that stuff. And see you next time on Hashtag Basically. I'm your boy D. Peace.